This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Before coming to Christ, we were separated. We were excluded. We were strangers from God's covenant. What does that mean? God has a covenant arrangement or agreement with you and me that was set at the cross. That was before coming to Christ. But now, let's bring up the second half. After coming to Christ, we're brought near to God. We have peace with Him and access to the Father through the Son. Barriers taken down and citizens of the kingdom of God. I want to ask you this question. Where are you on this chart? Where are you? Every man, every woman can see himself or herself on this chart, on this diagram, these two summary statements. And you know what? Some of you are in transition. Some of you are between at that time and but now. And may I share this with you? I don't think I've ever said this before, but one of the most exciting things about being in the ministry is when you see a man or woman come to the but now. It's not the same. But now things are different in my life because of Christ. Most of you probably think that peace means the end of strife or the cessation of strife. And I think that's true. I think that's part of peace. But would you believe this, that peace also means the end of separation? To have peace with God means you're no longer in strife with Him, but you're no longer separated. And that's what the Bible says. We now have peace with God through Christ. Let me give you an example of that in real life. Some of you may have a relative, a brother-in-law, sister-in-law, brother or sister, somebody in your family. And if I were to ask you, do you have peace with them? You say, oh yeah, we haven't fought in years. Do you talk to them? We haven't talked in years. And you get the implication. We have peace. There's a cessation of strife, but we don't have a cessation or end of separation. And so it is in our relationship with the Lord. We have an end to the enmity, to the conflict with the Lord at that time. But now we have peace with Him. There's the end to the separation. Hostility is another word that we think we understand. Most people think that hostility is anger. I want you to go home with this. Hostility is not anger. And not all anger is hostility. You can love people you're angry with. You can love the people you're angry with. Anybody ever been married in this room? You are angry at people you love. But here's the definition of hostility that's going to be new to some of you. Hostility means you treat the other person like the enemy. Hostility means that you treat the other person like the enemy. This may offend you, but it's true. There's some husbands in this room who look at their wife as the enemy. And there are wives in this room that look at their husband as the enemy. And there are parents who look at their children as the enemy, and children who look at mom and dad as the enemy. And that is hostility. And here's how it's described in Scripture. Paul talks about the walls of hostility. It's done one brick at a time. One 2x4 at a time. One load of plaster at a time. And some of you have become excellent bricklayers. Some of you know how to handle a hammer and building a wall. Some of you are good at putting on plaster, plastering walls. And I want to suggest to you that when you are in hostility with other people, you are a wall builder.
Well, tomorrow on Cross Hope, I'm going to share probably the most requested story that I've ever told in 35 years on the radio. I've told it numerous times. It's the most requested. We share it tomorrow on Cross Hope. That's crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.